Cracklin agreed with Tansy, though she had reservations.
What about Pellet? He's older and has worked in the kitchens longer than Butty. Won't it cause bad feelings if you promote the young squirrel over the Dormouse's head?
But like a wise mother abbess, Tansy had a reason for everything she did concerning her beloved Redwall.
I don't think so, Cracklin. The trouble with Pellet is that he's fat, getting on in seasons, and of course he's a Dormouse. That's why he's always nodding off in the warmth from the ovens. If I left him in the kitchen, he'd injure himself some day. So I've decided that he shall be Viola Bankvoll's new assistant. He's always chatting to her and hanging about the infirmary, and the job's an easy one, so he'll have plenty of time to rest. Mother Buscal can look after Oroka and the egg chicks when they arrive. That way she'll be in the kitchens a lot to keep an eye on our new Friar Butty.
Tansy spoke to Mother Buscal and Viola, and then to Butty and Pellet, before taking a seat in Cavern Hall. Everyone seemed happy with the new arrangements. Cracklin sat with the other creatures, very impressed with the know-how and wisdom the seasons had bestowed upon her old friend. Word had passed around regarding the chasm beneath the outer south wall, and now every beast was familiar with the news. Arvin opened the discussion.
So now we know what was causing the wall to collapse. I suppose the continuous action of the water wore the ground away and formed the big hole. What do you think, Diggum?
Well, sir, I thought the same as he at first. But me and my moles, we explored the sides of the girt hole. And guess what? Us'n's found that parts of the sides of yon pit were square stones. Aye, they'n been builded that way by some beasts long gone.
This announcement caused a buzz of speculation. Tansy hid her surprise and silenced the gossip.
Please. Thank you. I was about to say that this casts a whole new light on things, but it only seems to deepen the puzzle. Let us not get carried away with wild speculation, friends. Has any beast a sensible suggestion to offer?
Skipper of Otters ventured an idea.
Supposing me and my crew put some long ropes together and went down there tomorrow, marm, we might find where all that water's flowing to, and who knows what else.
The mole Bunto scratched his nose tip with a hefty digging claw.
Good idea, sir. And mayhap you'll take a look at the caverns on yon stones.
Formal Diggum donned a tiny pair of glasses and peered over the top of them at Bunto.
He never told I about no carving on walls.
Bunto smiled disarmingly, saying,
Probably cause you never asked either.
Formal took Bunto's answer quite logically.
Silly of me. No matter, next time I'll ask ye.
That seemed to settle the matter. Tansy looked around the assembly.
Right then, Skipper and his crew will look into it tomorrow. Any more questions, suggestions or business? Good, then I'm off to my bed. It's been a long day.